Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DuckDuckGo. Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis' biggest sports columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing.
No, you ain't. Ain't writing nothing.
I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interview.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I don't get no interview. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. Cause I'll make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage, bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble and dust, cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say, you
Thursday.
Ladies and gentlemen,
today on the radio show, let's see. We'll have Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. He had his list of the best 100 films of all time. I honestly don't think I'd seen any of his top 10. I have to double check that. Like,
there were some movies, though, that were, like, hard to see because of, like, they were...
Well, that's fine, but
they are classics, yeah.
I decide to go to a movie, to go see a film, and I'm happy to call it a movie. I'm sure the aficionados call it a film. Is that true? Is film a more highbrow?
Yes, film... Well, film is...
What's the difference between a movie and a film?
I don't know. What's the difference between a film and a picture?
Well, a picture is just a picture.
I know, but real blowhards call it a picture.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so for me, I don't read reviews before I see a movie because they give too much away. But I do go to Rotten Tomatoes or Metacritic, whatever these things.
Yeah.
And there's what critics like, and there's what real people like, right? There's the viewer.
Critic and audience score.
Critic and audience score. And if something's, I don't like going to something that the critics think is total schlock. If it's below 50% for the critics,
you're talking dirty to me.
I'm not going to see that. Okay.
How bad can this get?
Although Sound of Music probably critics hate it. I suspect. Go look up Sound of Music right now.
I doubt that. Julie Andrews.
No, they hated it. Even Christopher Plummer, the dad, hated it. What was his name?
The Colonel, wasn't it?
Is he a current? What was he? What the hell was he called again? Anyway, but the audience score, but I need a high audience. I can't just have the critics like it. If the critics like something and audiences don't, I'm not getting
Bow to the Master.
He's the Colonel?
83%.
Critics like
yes.
it?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, I
know. What's the audience score?
Julie Andrews could have taken a pile of crap and then they could
don't
have
even get don't even yes. put that image in my mind. She
yes.
doesn't poop.
Of
Julie
course.
Andrews has never pooped in her life.
But that's Julie Andrews could do anything and it was going to
get. Anyway, so what did the audience give it?
91.
Audience, you disappoint me. It should have been 98. Anyway, so
Captain.
Captain, yeah.
He wasn't the
Captain
Colonel.
Von Trapp, thank you. So I like, honestly, they both got to be above. The audience score's got to be above 80, or certainly above 70 for me to have any confidence that I'll like it. And the critic score's got to be, it's just got to be above 50. I trust the audience more than I trust critics. Which do you trust?
Audience.
I do too. I'm an audience. I'm not a critic.
Yeah.
Chris is a critic. And I value his opinion too, but he's a critic. I'm much more like a Joe Schmo. So anyway, Chris is going to join us at 10 o'clock. We'll talk about his list of films and as little as possible about that Grizzlies game last night. But we may touch
what
on
game?
It. What game?
Mm-hmm.
What game? And then, of course, it's Thursday, so we'll play trivia with Kevin Cerrito. What kind of fabulous prize do we have to give away today?
To be determined, Jeff.
Oh, I love that.
Yes.
So not only do we have a fabulous prize, we've got suspense. This is like the Jeff Garvin show is going to be like... Like Knives Out. It's like, it's mm. you.
Who doesn't love good mystery?
Who doesn't love a good
who
mystery?
Done it?
So, you might have movie tickets, film tickets, picture tickets, any of those. So, that's what we'll do today.
Provided by Kevin.
We will talk to Chris Harrington and we will play trivia and you can win something. So, a couple things I wanted to get to before I talked about the games of last night. One is Christine McVie of Fleetwood Mac died at 79. And I'll be honest, I didn't know the role that Christine McVie played in Fleetwood Mac, but she seemed in many ways like she's the soul of the damn band. You know, she wrote almost most of their best songs, and she joined.
I'm a Lindsey Buckingham guy.
She joined it late. And not late, but she wasn't in the original. But when certainly for Rumors, she was there and wrote much of that. And I'll tell you what really depressed me about it. She died at 79. So it's one thing, like it's sad when a rock star dies young, right? That's sad. Like, oh, no, they died young.
I mean, you obviously prefer it not to happen, but...
Like when Amy Winehouse dies, that's tragically cut short, right?
Sure.
But in some ways, for someone of my vintage, when someone from Fleetwood Mac dies because they're old, that time is getting away from me, sounds
right.
like.
That's literally a little bit more alarming. She's 79?
It's nice that they made it to old age, but my God, she's 79? Rumors just was released, I believe.
Okay, and real bad news for you on that one.
Tusk was certainly just released. I think Tusk featured the USC marching band in it. Anyway, so that was depressing news to me. Seems like she led a lovely life. She left Fleetwood Mac at one point, retired, and moved to England and lived in a castle.
Well, she's English in
and,
general.
Yeah, she is English. Yes, she's British. Yes. So that's one thing. And then the second thing I wanted to talk about was that Joey Dorsey is going to be I gather in studio with Jason and John. Listen, they're a scrappy show. They are a scrappy show. They work hard at getting the best guests, the best content, and now they're going to have Joey Dorsey in studio. I actually saw Joey Dorsey yesterday at Target.
That's he was seeing Joey in the wild.
How'd
you know it was Joey?
I'd recognize him anywhere. So it was Joey Dorsey, and people were posing to take photos with him, selfies with him. So other people knew it was Joey Dorsey. And so I would ask you, rank the popularity of that national championship team in individuals, current popularity.
Oh, current.
Okay, we'll rank them both ways. Popularity at the time and popularity now. Do now first. right now, who's the most popular member of that team?
I think Hindsight has been, like, what, Derek? I still
think. No, he's not. No, people like this is just
but like when's the last time the average person thought about Joey Dorsey?
I mean Memphians. I don't mean
I know what you're saying, but like Derek still shows up.
He shows up in box scores.
Well, like he's Derek is in the public image, like in the even in the Memphis.
But you don't even get the sense Derek likes us. Derek doesn't like us, and there's been a schism. It's an unspoken schism, but there's a schism. I don't think when I say Joey Dorsey, people smile. When I say
I think that's fair.
When I say Derrick Rose, people are like, man, he was great. Too bad the way it ended.
Yeah, I wish he wouldn't have gotten hurt.
Or I wish he, you know, yeah.
Well, like, then CDR, it's like, I don't know, like, CDR kind of got a little weird.
Well, yeah, people like him, though. I actually think the most popular right now, well, okay, this is different. Like, if you had autograph, if you had a...
If you had all of them... Okay.
If they were all sitting at tables and you could get their autograph, the Derrick Rose one would be longest because he's the biggest star.
That's kind of, when you said popularity, that's what I thought you meant.
Well, no, that's to get an autograph. But I didn't say... I said, who do people have the most fond feelings towards? Who do people... I'm likable. Who's the most loved? Beloved. That's I'm going to... Of that group right now, let's be honest, the one who is not beloved... is Robert Dozier, not because people don't like him. There's just, he wasn't great in the same way, and he wasn't beloved in the same way. Like, that's clearly the one who's
not like the others. Of the big five,
Of the other four, I think it's a little bit like, if you look back right now at the Grizzlies, there's some Conley people, there's some Zebo people, there's some Tony people, and there's some Mark people, right?
Yeah.
And I think... Right. Oh, let's put it out there. Let's say, let's do it. Let's do. When has it been our last Jeff Cock and Scholl poll? Right now.
Too long.
Right now. Today. No, make it today, comma. In Memphis.
It should be currently, but okay.
Currently, who is more beloved? Currently, comma, in Memphis. It's got to be who is more beloved or who is the more beloved in Memphis. Currently. Or today, who is more beloved in Memphis? And the poll will be Joey Dorsey, CDR, Derrick Rose, and Antonio Anderson. Currently, who is more beloved in Memphis? And those four. I think it's going to be a close freaking race. And I think Joey could win. You tell me.
Where did my sheet go?
Your sheet. You're not able to set this up?
I'm trying to. All right. Read me the order. The order of the four matters.
Why?
Because it's proven, like, people's eyes go to the top.
Let's do them alphabetically. I don't know what's the alphabetical.
So are we going Antonio?
Currently, are we going? Yes, we'll go first name alphabetically. Currently, who is most beloved in Memphis? That's the thing. And it's, let's see, it probably Antonio, CDR, Derrick Rose.
Well, CDR, you said first name alphabetically. So
well,
Chris would be.
C, right, CDR.
Or is it back to Supreme Prey?
C goes before D.
Correct.
Yeah, it's CDR, then Derrick Rose, and then Joey Dorsey. Antonio gets a bump because he's won?
No, I'm just saying, like, I think if you put Joey as choice one, I think he would have won.
That's fine, but we're not, and he's riding a wave because he was just in Memphis, right? He's riding a wave because he was there last night and he was in Target.
Sure.
But we'll put him last. We'll put him last. Now, you predict to me who's going to win this poll. Currently, who is more beloved? Okay, so we have some predictions here on Twitter, but you're going to be able to vote on Twitter, so you can predict all you want. TMC Pooh Hefner says Supreme is going to kill this poll. And he says it's CDR, Antonio, Derek, Joey 4. He has Joey at 4. And then Andre next. I think that's probably right. And then Kemp. And then Dozier from that championship team. I would say Cal, somewhere below this group. So tell me when it's tell me when it has been live, and then tell me what your predictions are going to be.
All right, it's live. All right. I think CDR is going to win. I think Derek will be two, Joey three, Antonio four.
Currently in Memphis, who is more beloved? Antonio, CDR, Derek Rose, Joey. I think CDR wins. And then Antonio, then Joey, then Derek. I think Derek comes fourth in here.
See, I think Derek's going to be second.
You think Derek's going to be second?
Yeah.
Your order is what? Give me your prediction again.
CDR.
Yeah.
Derek.
Yeah.
Joey. Antonio.
Antonio four.
Yeah. Even though he did make more free throws.
They're all pretty beloved, aren't they?
Yes. I mean, at a certain point, like you're picking. It's your favorite player from your
favorite
team.
Someone says no Will Barton. We're talking about teammates.
Correct.
Christopher.
This is the 08 team.
This is the 08 team.
The 07-08 team.
Yeah. Okay. Meanwhile, I've avoided talking about last night as much as possible. But here we go. We'll start with the Tigers. Tigers win 87-68. Do not cover.
Yeah, it was something that happened.
It was just a thing, right? Yeah. It was just a thing. Kendrick scores 18 on 7 field goal attempts. That's pretty impressive. He is that dude. Is there a Memphis player you have trusted more going to the line that you can think of in recent vintage?
The only person that even, and I think you're probably right, I trust him more, but I did trust Jeremiah even going to the line.
Yeah.
That's the last guy I felt good about.
It's really nice to be able to trust. Now, what do you bet? It's going to be for the Sweet 16, and
sure,
he's going to miss a free throw. But that's a dude I trust going to the line. Keontae had 11. He was 5 of 14, though, not particularly efficient. Good in the first half. Tim Buckley has a column about him up at the Daily Memphian and his trip through college basketball. Started Xavier before UTEP and now Memphis, and how he's just adjusting to his sort of new role. He was the man, or a man, at UTEP, and here he's obviously coming off the bench. DeAndre with 15. Jonathan Lawson came in and got some minutes and hit some threes. They were 8 of 17 from 3. How about that?
Look at that.
8 of 17 from 3. A-Lo with 8 assists to move into the top 10 all-time. And KO with 5 blocks. I don't know. There's anything else to be said about it.
No,
it is a warm up for Ole Miss. Do we have an early line on the? Do we have a line on the Memphis Ole Miss game?
No, those basketball lines usually.
And this,
at best,
this, by the way, is a massive game. Don't you think?
I mean, massive's a stretch.
Well, what we're talking about though is, I think everyone sort of. I've listened across this station. And the consensus seems to be that of the 4 SEC games upcoming, 2 at home, Ole Miss and Texas A&M, 1 neutral, Auburn, quote-unquote neutral, and 1 on the road, Alabama, that if they go 2-2, they're fine, right?
Yeah.
If they go 3-1, golden.
Correct.
Golden. They can start thinking big dreams of seeding and stuff. But if they go 1-3, it's just kind of, you're just like kind of iffy.
Well, I mean, 1-3 means that, 1-3 in my opinion means that you have to finish second in the league. And my concern right now is that the league is bad. We've never seen a situation where at least 2 teams did not make the field.
Yeah, I guess this is my view. It would be nice to go into conference play not being nervous. Not being like, there's work to be done here. Of course, there's always work to be done in the sense that you can't go on some long losing streak or anything. But it would be nice to, like, have done what you were supposed to do and put yourself in good position.
How many times does that actually happen?
Going into conference. And in order to do that, and it's not like golden. You still would have lost to St. Louis, still would have lost to Seton Hall, still would have lost to Auburn, still would have lost to Alabama, according to this deal. But under these circumstances, one of those wins, one of the easier wins, one of the easier 4 you're going to get is beating Ole Miss at home. So I think if you don't beat Ole Miss at home, it means you got to go knock off out Auburn on a neutral or knock off Alabama on the road. And that one's particularly tough. So I don't want to, you know, if it's fine. Go 2-2, but it's a lot easier to go 2-2 if you start 1-0. This is simple math, and this is high level math, and you may not be following me here, but it's a lot easier to go 2-2 if you start 1-0.
Take that for data.
I think it's a massive game. I think there'll be a good crowd. Not much of a crowd last night, and onward we go. As for the Grizzlies,
seems like New York was fun.
New York was fun. Do you subscribe to the? Do you really?
Yes. So I'm already stopped. Yes, I do.
It was 27 turnovers. It was an exercise in pure hideousness.
It was one of the worst NBA games I've watched all season.
Even if you're a Timberwolves fan.
Yes, it wasn't.
You can't come away from that saying, damn, we got some things figured out here. I mean, Anthony Edwards was really good, obviously.
He had
a great fourth quarter, 17 in the fourth. And interesting that he, the coach said it was maybe his best game of the year. Interesting that that happened in the absence of Karl Anthony Towns. And, well, that's the thing. It was such a hideous game. You don't feel great about this, even if you're a Timberwolves fan. Nice to get the W. And for the Grizzlies.
Yeah, and they were on a losing skid. So yeah. Right,
good to get the win, but not no thing of beauty. And for the Grizzlies, 27 turnovers, their most since 2007. They freaking out-rebounded them. By 30. By 30.
Take that for data.
59 to 29. They had more free throws, 30 to 19. But when you have 27 turnovers and go, by the way, 60% from the line, that has a way of equalizing it. It was just an exercise in hideousness. Ja had 7 turnovers. David Roddy played well in front of friends and family. 13 and 5 for him. Ja gets ejected. Dylan gets ejected. The order's wrong. Dylan gets ejected.
Yes.
Ja gets ejected.
Yeah.
And
we know what you mean.
And so there you go. But it was just, what do you do? Just, what was this the old?
It's the old throw it in the trash.
This is the old, Hubie used to say, there's 5 games that you just throw out. And you got no chance. And there's 5 games like that. And I guess this is just one of those.
Oh, yeah. Moving on.
You can read lips. Ja, upon being thrown out, called the official sassy ass N.
Mm.
It's very clear. That's what he said. Sassy ass N.
That's a new one for me.
Sassy ass.
Yeah, I haven't heard.
Sassy ass.
I'm not criticizing. I just said I've not heard that often.
Creative. I thought it was actually creative. Sassy ass. Like, you know, not you MF-er or whatever
else.
Yeah, it
flows. No, I agree.
Just sassy ass. I kind of liked it. And anyway, so that happened. What do you think? What do you think happens in New York?
I think they go out. I think they party.
Clearly, and they just go out and they party, and this is the hangover.
Yeah.
They stay the extra day in New York.
Yeah. They party, and then you travel, and then after anyone that has done any partying and then traveling.
That's it. You're in Vegas, and you come back, and you're just cooked.
Yeah. Or you're in L.A., and you, like.
You party, you get to the plane.
You're in wine country.
You collapse, and you're not at your
best. It takes you a couple days to
get your legs under you.
Yes.
And you think that's what happened.
Yes. It's what happens in this league. By the way, it's not exclusive to the Grizzlies.
No. Jarvis, by the way, says the critics didn't like It's a Wonderful Life. Check that. See if that's right. Critics didn't like It's a Wonderful Life. Said it's too sappy to believe. I'm gonna bet the critics gave it decent scores. It's a Wonderful Life.
So,
and the people.
93 critics, 95.
Sorry, Jarvis.
Now,
sorry,
in fairness,
Jarvis.
I don't know, and maybe this would apply to Sound of Music. They've sometimes been doing
critics
like
go back and
retroactive,
redo.
Yes.
Now they're doing it. Now that they know it's beloved, they go back and review it again. Critics at the time.
I mean,
we're going to give them a loophole of critics.
Good thing
at the
we have
time.
An online dictionary or an online encyclopedia.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, play Believe It or Not. Then Chris Harrington's going to join us. Before that, I will tell you that Robert Irwin Jewelers is making the holidays brighter this year with bigger, brighter diamonds, jewelry for any budget. You can get 3 times the sparkle for half the price with the Love Bright Diamond Collection. Rings, necklaces, earrings, and bracelets. You got to go in and see these. They've got one high-performance larger center diamond and then a halo of eight smaller diamonds around it. It's got 522 diamond facets, like each sides. And so you get this incredible sparkle. And that's whether it's a necklace, ring, earring, bracelet, any of that. Beautiful, beautiful jewelry at Robert Irwin. You can get a three-quarter cut diamond halo engagement ring, $19.99. Diamond stud earrings starting at $199. And of course, if you're getting engaged, it's the place to go. They will design a beautiful ring for you. One of a kind, because she is unlike any other. Free financing, 12 months interest free, or take up to 60 months to pay. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better locations. They got five locations. I go to the one right across from Novel and Perkins Extended. But find the one closest to you. RIJewelers.com. Believe it or not, coming up next, Paul Feinbaum had some explosive things to say about the Memphis football program yesterday. We'll take up that in Believe It or Not. That and more. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's sports station, the biggest game.
It's good. Just gets over the upright.
I'd say this without choking up, but it will be something that he and I will talk about the rest of our lives.
The biggest names.
Ja Morant, number 12.
Wow, I don't know how he get those shots off.
Because he can seemingly hang in midair.
Ja Morant and the Memphis Grizzlies.
Bring it up and put the first division title on the board.
A legacy of sports throughout the Mid-South. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is here. Get a bacon or sausage, egg, and Swiss croissant, plus a small seasoned potatoes. That's a better breakfast for just $3 in three easy steps. One, wake up. Two, get out of bed. And three, head to Wendy's for your $3 breakfast deal. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hour. Select a request $3 breakfast deal in order to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combos orders. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Can you beat Vegas this football season? Superbook Sports gives you the chance every week to go head-to-head with the best odds makers in Las Vegas. No fancy computer algorithms, no guys across the pond setting lines for American sports. Just the best team of odds makers in the business behind the counter at the Superbook in Las Vegas. Plus, Superbook features some of the best odds boosts and promo bets anywhere. So download the Superbook Sports app or visit Superbook.com and start your battle against Vegas right now. Visit Superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789.
If you own a business, this has been a bumpy ride. From pandemic to inflation, I'm sure you could use a break. If your business has five or more employees and survived COVID, you might be eligible to receive a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. The challenge is getting your hands on it. Hi, I'm Howard Mackler, and that's why I founded GetRefunds.com to cut through the red tape and get you the money. The team of tax attorneys we have put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program. We do all the work, charge not a dime up front, and simply share a percentage of the cash that we get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those that took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that had increases in sales. We have helped return over $1 billion to businesses, and we can help you too. Just go to getrefunds.com/sports, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited period of time. Don't lose out on up to $26,000 per employee. Go to getrefunds.com/sports. That's getrefunds.com/sports.
Grizz Nation, don't miss your Grizzlies tomorrow at 7 p.m. as they battle the Philadelphia 76ers on social media night. Arrive early. First 5,000 receive a City Edition phone holder. Secure your tickets by calling 901-888-HOOP or visiting grizzlies.com.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Every wedding begins with a promise. At Sissy's Log Cabin, your ring shopping experience does too. Here, you'll always find one of the largest bridal selections in the region, with rings at every price point, exceptional service, and an experience like no other. Come see us at any of our locations or shop online at sissyslogcabin.com. Celebrate your love story at Sissy's and find your trusted jeweler for a lifetime.
Now could be a good time to learn another way to make a living. Learn a skill at More Tech. Their grads, auto techs, welders, machinists, air conditioning techs, plumbers, and electricians are earning more. 97% of More Tech graduates get jobs. Worried about costs and tuition? Through Pell Grants and Tennessee Promise, eligible students will finish their degree without debt. Earn a degree, have zero debt, and be immediately qualified for skilled technical jobs or a trade. Learn a trade to make a living wage. Go to moretech.edu to learn more. That's moretech.edu. EDU.
Jeff's guests appear on the ServiceMaster by Cornerstone phone lines. The experts when it comes to disaster cleanup. ServiceMaster by Cornerstone on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen, if you're going to get through the holiday season, you need your sleep. It can be stressful. Shopping. Guests, trying to get everything done by the end of the year. not gaining 20 pounds. Get your sleep. Your mood will be better. You'll be jolly. You'll actually be jolly. Or at least less stressed. For me, that starts with a Sleep Number bed. Really is a great bed. Really is a great bed. You can have your own Sleep Number. Mine's 80 now. A little on the firmer side. Partner can have their Sleep Number. Both get a perfect night of sleep. And right now, Sleep Number's Cyber Week special. Save $1,000 on the select Sleep Number 360 smart beds and adjustable bases, plus special financing. That ends Monday, December 5th. That's this Monday. So you can save $1,000 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds and adjustable bases. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Again, I went to the one in Germantown. There's one right off of Wolf Chase. There's one off of Goodman Road. Find the one closest to you at sleepnumber.com. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. Jeffrey, let's play Believe It or Not.
Now it's time for Believe It.
Believe it. I don't even know if I believe.
Now I'm a believer.
Or not. Believe it or not. On the Jeff Calkins Show.
The suspense is over, Jeffrey. We've got great prizes for trivia.
Believe it or not.
Well, Jeff, I believe we have a great prize. For trivia.
Prize.
We have two tickets to go see Trevor Noah at the Orpheum Theater on May the 4th, as Kevin would point out, Star Wars Day 2023. So next May.
Oh, that's pretty
so
great.
So in 5 months, 5 months and 3 days.
That's pretty great. You know what you could do? You could win those.
Yeah.
And you could give them to someone.
And I'm pretty gettable, I think, because last
Christmas.
Week was vacation.
Jeffrey's feeling gettable.
I got away from the internet
for a few days. This is all current events. And so if Jeffrey's not plugged into current events, he can be gettable. And so we'll do that in the second hour. All right. Jeffrey, you absolutely nailed the popularity poll that we have.
Believe it or not.
Jeff, I absolutely did not nail that, and I do not believe that.
We're doing a popularity poll of the most of the Tigers from the 2008 national champion runner-up team. And we had to eliminate someone because there are only four slots. So sorry, Robert. It's the choices Antonio, Joey, CDR, and D Rose. And what's the current standings?
Jeff, with 33.3% of the vote, Antonio Anderson leads the way.
How about that?
With 26.8% of the vote. Derek Rose. Chris Douglas Roberts. Beg your pardon. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
18% of the vote is Derek. 21.9% is Joey. So Antonio 1, CDR 2, Joey 3, Derek 4. I would also, though, like
Derek
to point out, I did point out.
18% of the vote.
If you're at the top of the poll, people's eyes go there. Antonio's at top of
Antonio's
the poll.
Antonio's winning. Still, and Derek was third.
Correct.
In the poll.
Now, I would also like to find more people that agree with me. Savage on Twitter says Derrick Rose is more beloved in Memphis if everyone is being honest. So he thinks that there's
just not true. People don't. He is not beloved.
I'm just reading what other listeners are saying, Jeff.
No, but no, you endorsed it. You didn't just read it.
I did not. I just read it. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less.
He is the biggest celebrity, but no, he is not. Because of the schism, he is the least beloved.
I was just reading, Jeff. I wasn't editorializing.
And now I am editorializing.
Correct.
I am editorializing. He is the least beloved. I would have thought it was somewhere between the other three. I guess I would have thought that CDR would have won. But Antonio, solid as a rock. People always liked Antonio. And so there you go. We'll see if it changes.
I do think if you're making the core four comparison, I think what
Joey is Tony.
Well, I think to your point, I think Antonio actually fits the Mike Conley. Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
if
but Mike Conley wouldn't win that one at all.
Where you rank it in order, he would end up on the most ballots.
You can go ahead and make these comparisons. The comparison falls through because Joey is clearly Tony. Like
for
that's
sure.
That's 100% true. And I think Antonio is Mike. I think that's true. Stable,
yeah.
All of that. The problem is D Rose and CDR really don't fit.
I guess you could say Joey is Zeebo. CDR.
Oh, you want to do it that way?
Yeah, you could do it that way if you want.
And then CDR would be
Tony, but like in a different way.
No, CDR is so not Tony.
Well, they both are mercurial.
Yeah, no, but he wasn't as mercurial then. He's become more mercurial as the day goes on. And Derrick Rose, I guess, is Zeebo, and CDR is Mark. They both like vegetables, just different kinds.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
They have big mushroom farmers.
They like, they're vegetarian. They like, yes they like
mushroom
they
farming.
Like mushrooms, and right, exactly right, and have wide-ranging interests, and are a little bit, you know, don't go along with the crowd. Yeah, I think that's it. D. Rose carries the team like Zeebo did. Mark is CDR. Joey is Antonio, with all due respect, a little entertaining, and play a role. And then Antonio and Mike are the rocks. Okay, next one. Paul Feinbaum was right when he said on Jason and John that Memphis football is embarrassing.
Believe it or not.
I actually disagree. I don't think it's embarrassing.
It's not at all embarrassing.
I think what he said, I believe if I remember how he said, what has happened to it is embarrassing.
Nothing that's embarrassing. It's depressing. It's dispiriting. It's discouraging. It's whatever. But embarrassing? You know what's embarrassing? Embarrassing is that on 240 at 1 in the morning, you can have the whole place come to a halt and people are doing donuts on 240. Like, that's embarrassing. When Larry Porter went, you know, won two games or whatever it was, like, that was embarrassing. Losing to Christian Brothers in an exhibition game, that is embarrassing. Going six, winning, even with the cake schedule that they had, whatever, winning six games and going to a bowl, and even falling from where they fell, is not embarrassing. It's discouraging. There's nothing embarrassing about it.
They did not beat anyone with a winning record.
I know that. Like I said, even the cake.
Apologies to North Texas.
Even the cake schedule that they had, it's discouraging. It's not at all good. It's bad. It's all of those things. But embarrassing is a whole new level. I would not be embarrassed of the football program if I was at Memphis. You know, I would be. I would be embarrassed if I were Ryan Silverfield.
Okay.
He's been, if I were Ryan Silverfield, and I think he probably is embarrassed. He's also defensive.
Well, related.
Yeah, about what has happened, and he has all kinds of explanations, and will tell you it's not the job that he took over, and all of that stuff. But no, to call it embarrassing is just. Paul is obviously wildly successful. I like him personally. He's smart. All of that stuff. But he also engages in hyperbole. It's how he became partly Paul. You know, he said he used to do it more than he does now. He used to just say outrageous things. And to me, that's just, no, there's nothing embarrassing about Memphis football. Hey, the playoff expansion, which now is on track for 2024, it's a good thing for Memphis football.
Believe it or not.
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to believe that because in the end, while it may not change your lot in the world, you do have more access than ever to actually be a part of the playoff.
So for folks, if you haven't been following along, if you haven't been following along at home, the Rose Bowl, which was standing in the way, because it had to be all the bowls had to agree to redo the contract. Otherwise, you would have had to wait till the contract ends. So for this to kick in for the 2024 season.
I actually think that's not true. I think the story that happened last week, which was the bigger story, when it was leaked to Sports Illustrated, Ross Dellinger, that they were ready to move on without the Rose Bowl. That was the story I think that mattered.
They couldn't have moved on for 2024 without the Rose Bowl. The threat was, if you don't come along, Rose Bowl, we'll just cut you out without after this.
Yeah.
And so then
but I think they were trying to
then the Rose Bowl forward. Then the Rose Bowl folded. They're like, well, we can't continue to insist on our date and time
right.
If you're going to cut us out. So anyway, so it's going to happen for the 2024 seasons. And the way it will work is the six highest ranked at-large teams. Is that right?
It would be the sixth highest ranked conference champions. And then six at-large.
Right, and then the next six at-large teams.
There's no distinction
between any type of correct. Conference or whatever else. So the six highest conference champions and then the next six at-large teams. And so presumably Memphis would not usually have access as one of the next six at-large teams. But if you can be a conference champion and be undefeated and whatever else, you might be one of the six highest ranked conference champions, right?
Correct.
So, what do you think will be, beyond the fact that we now have an actual playoff, which will be awesome, we have more games, like right now, how many teams are actually in it right now? Six, right? Five, really.
I would say, I think really five.
Really five. Well, you get to this time, you get to this day and time when you're, you know, in a playoff scenario, you're going to have many more teams who are fighting for meaningful things and a place in the playoff. So people can say it diminishes the regular season. Maybe. It also it adds value to the regular season, just depending on where you are. It adds value to the regular season.
I think you should specify. Think it could add value to the end of the regular season.
Certainly to the end of the regular season. Do you, as the season goes along, more teams are fighting for things,
correct.
Basically. Just like you see in wild cards in baseball. Once you add more wild card teams in baseball, you got more teams fighting for things for longer. You don't just have it's been established, they're going to win.
The play-in.
Yeah. So what do you, the play-in, exactly right. Play-in in the NBA. That's what's happened. We're expand access, which also expands then interest, it seems to me.
Postseason interest.
Do you think, no, regular season interest.
I think
it has both effects correct. On regular season interest. It diminishes the games at the very top of the regular season, and for those further down in the polls, it accentuates. So it has good and bad impact on the regular season. End of the season, it clearly has good impact, and then we get the playoff games to boot. Do you think it will have, because this is, to me, the interesting question, do you think it will have any kind of leveling effect? Not that's going to make Alabama and Memphis on the same level
what
or whatever
saying.
Else. But is it going to make it easier for whatever, UCLA or, you know, schools that are not Ohio State,
well, UCLA,
Alabama,
it's going to be easier
Clemson,
for UCLA because they're about to get $100 million a year.
Right. But is it going to be easier for them to compete with the elite teams because more teams will be in the playoffs, and so more teams can credibly say, you can come here and get a shot at the national championship too. Not just the Memphis, which will now have a shot at being in the playoff, but teams lower, you know, that aren't Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, you know, Georgia now. Will it help those teams?
I think it certainly can help those teams, and here's how. By becoming a playoff team, you can build on momentum, and you can start to get more interest, and maybe then your boosters get more motivated and whatnot. But here's my question. What happens if inevitably what's going to happen? What happens to our team that is consistently fighting for the first round of the playoffs and always ends up falling out, which is the reality of what's going to happen? Your proverbial Cincinnati Bengals under Andy Dalton. You know they got a chance to play on wild card weekend, but they're going to go 0-6. And then everyone gets frustrated. Like, your fan base gets frustrated then. And when everyone does, like, well, those teams will rise up. It's like, well, no, then they'll get frustrated and then they'll fall back down. It's going this way anyway. So, like, I just don't understand. Like, I'm just done of having, like, stupid arguments where it doesn't really matter because we're not going in any direction. Like, you're not, us having the debate is not changing anything. The reality is, what does ESPN want? What does Fox want? That's what they're getting. They want more meaningful games in November.
They want more playoff games.
That's
not the question that I asked. I guess.
Do I think it can? Sure.
I'm interested in whether it will have a leveling effect in terms of if I am, you know.
It can have a leveling effect if you're in the Big Ten and the SEC.
Pick your school that if you are a school that is not one of the four schools I mentioned,
okay.
You will be able to tell your recruits, and obviously money is a huge part of it, NIL is a huge, huge part of it, but you will be able to tell your recruits, hey, we were just in the playoff last year. We won a championship. I think it's really been hard to recruit to schools that don't participate in the playoff. And now more teams will participate in the playoff, and I think it makes it easier to recruit. That's it. Simple as that.
I guess I would argue the teams that were participating in the playoffs, the reason why the gap was getting wired is they were the teams that were spending the most. Now,
I think that's still true, but so I'm not saying it will level them completely. I'm just saying it will be another arrow in the quiver. I want to move on. Do you think it... Here's the question. Here's the statement. Odell getting escorted off the plane has hurt his marketability.
Believe it or not.
I don't believe that, but maybe Russo does.
Do we have the Chris Russo clip? So for people that don't know, what do you think happened with Odell?
I think he was blitzed.
So they had pulled away, and they had to pull back to the tarmac and escort him off the plane.
Correct. Because he wouldn't put on his seatbelt, reportedly.
And then he wouldn't put on his seatbelt.
Correct. So I think he was blitzed.
Who do you blame here?
Odell. How do you blame anyone other but Odell? If he just puts his seatbelt on there, how do you not blame Odell?
There's no one to blame but Odell.
Like, I don't understand this.
Okay, let's hear what Chris Russo had to say.
That's a disgrace.
What's a disgrace?
That's a
disgrace. What's a disgrace?
Here's a guy. First of all, buy a private plane. That's
what I want. The
money!
People much more. You don't know how much money he's making. He's unemployed right now.
That means a dollar. They may all
buy a plane.
Think about this for a second. Here's a guy. At 9, first of all, watch the game. Why is he on a plane at 9:30 in the morning? The NFL's on a 1. He's on a plane going to L.A. on America.
Hey, that doesn't
matter.
Not
American.
You don't know that.
I can't even understand what the hell they're saying.
This is brilliant television, Jeff.
They don't.
Wow.
They don't. That's why I look like Jeff Blue.
Go ahead.
He's a football fan, and at 9:30 in the morning, he gets on a plane to go to LA.
You have lost your mind.
Not only that, he'd have to put his seatbelt on.
Oh, my God.
And he's half asleep. Let me ask you a question. How about the Bears? Can I finish?
Oh, my God. Go ahead, man. You're unbelievable.
Okay, I can't listen to this anymore. I can't. Partly the audio quality. He started talking about Joe in the back seat who has missed his connection from Albuquerque or something.
Correct.
Because
he's trying to go to Tahiti.
I mean, it is true. It's reprehensible behavior. Can we say that?
Yes. Getting thrown off on a plane. Do you realize how hard it is to get thrown off on a plane?
Now, ask me if I would like him to be a Buffalo Bill.
Jeff, would you like him to be a Buffalo Bill?
100%.
On a short-term deal, though. No. You want him like the Rams have.
Yeah. Do I want him for the rest of this year? 100%.
That's the perfect amount of Odell, speaking from experience.
He is, and I don't believe for a minute. I still can't believe that Von Miller picked Buffalo. Now, it was Benjamin's in the end. But Odell is visiting Buffalo tomorrow. Bills, of course, play the Pats tonight. He's visiting Buffalo tomorrow, and then he's going to be visiting your beloved Giants, but he's going to the Cowboys on Monday.
Correct.
He's going to be a Cowboy, isn't he?
That seems the most... The Giants don't need... Here's my fear. Cowboys on the short-term deal that we're talking about, because Jerry's been pretty upfront, like, hey, we only need him for this year. And then the Giants are going to give him a long-term deal, which I don't want.
The Giants are not going to give him a long-term deal.
Joe Shane is not going to give him a long-term deal.
Chuck Schobert, underrated.
Believe it or not.
I'll say I believe it, but I don't really know enough.
I will say, you look back, and Gary went through this on his show yesterday. It does certainly, you look at their schedules.
Oh, God, yeah, back then.
From last year. Go to Chuck. Gary read off Chuck Stobart's first schedule last year. And the guy was going 500, and he was playing three or four SEC teams in a year. And plus Louisville, plus like, it was freaking nuts. And now you play one SEC team. You hope to somehow knock them off, but we basically accept it as an L. Like, no one thought that Memphis was going to beat Mississippi State this year. You just kind of accept it as an L. And then you get all this freaking cake. It really does. Like, we talk about.
Yeah, here was his first schedule. Jeez. Now, he did go 2-9 in this year.
This year he went 2-9.
Correct.
But like he went opened 6-6 in some of these schedules. God, yeah.
Uh-huh. Opened with Ole Miss, a 20-13 loss.
No, you know, don't give me the results. Okay. Just give me the teams.
Alabama, at Alabama was week 3. Florida, week 4. Vanderbilt, week 5. Cincinnati, at Cincinnati, week 6. At Mississippi State, week 7.
This is ridiculous.
Southern Miss at home. At Tulane. Louisville, at Florida State.
It's just crazy. There was one of his years he went 6-6. The schedule wasn't that tough. Maybe it was...
6-5 was 1992.
Okay, what was that schedule? Tell me what he
at Southern Miss.
Okay.
At Louisville.
Uh-huh.
Mississippi State at home.
Yeah, what did they win or lose?
2016 loss.
Okay.
Beat Arkansas at home, 22-6. Beat Cincinnati, beat Arkansas State, at Tulsa, at Tulane, loss at Ole Miss, 17-12, 26-21 loss to Tennessee, East Carolina. Win.
Just look at the play. Look at the teams on that schedule, though. And all I really know about Chuck Stobart is that people call him Ground Chuck. You know, that's really all I know. I mean, he had Isaac Bruce on his teams, you know, like he had Isaac Bruce on his team and Russell Wilson on his team and Steve Matthews on his teams. And people called him Ground Chuck because they were mad that he ran too much.
Mm-hmm.
You look at the schedules and now you look at what Memphis plays. Oh my God. You talked about it this year. The only school that they beat that had a winning record was North Texas. Texas. Yeah. So there was that. Russell Wilson had half the team come to his birthday party, which shows that any dissension, any rumors of dissension are misplaced.
Believe it or not.
And here the question is, because there's all this question of who went to Russell Wilson's birthday party. And I would ask this question. If half the team goes, do you see that as half full or half empty? In other words, is that impressive? Oh, my goodness, half the team showed up. Or is it free food, free drinks, without the quarterback, though only half the team shows up?
I don't think it's impressive. I mean, your wife is Sierra, and you just bought the most expensive house in the state of Colorado. Like, shouldn't
so you don't think that is an endorsement?
Shouldn't people want to go? It's free food, free drink. Like, shouldn't people want to get?
You don't think that's an endorsement of Russell Wilson. But if he was really hated. Oh, here, let me give you another one real quick, okay? Ready? If Kyler Murray threw a birthday party, more than half of the Cardinals would go.
Believe it or not.
I do not believe that.
I do not believe that either.
But I think they're kind of in similar positions.
So Patrick Peterson, for people who didn't see this, Patrick Peterson, former teammate, said of Kyler Murray, he said, Kyler Murray don't care about nothing but Kyler Murray. That's just a matter of fact. He said that, and he played with him for 2 years. Kyler Murray then tweeted back, this isn't true, you on some weird S, and went on to say, if you want to be a mentor to me, say this to me off the, you know, come and call me and talk to me. Don't say it on your podcast where you're just trying to bump up, you know, listenership. Do you believe Patrick Peterson in that one or Kyler Murray in that one?
I'm going to believe Patrick Peterson.
I'm going to believe Patrick Peterson in that one. I don't think half the people go to Kyler Murray's birthday party. How many people go to Patrick Mahomes' birthday party percentage?
Ooh, I'm going to say if not all, damn near close.
Josh Allen's birthday party.
If not all, damn near close. I mean, some people might have lives. You know what I mean? Like
Aaron Rodgers' birthday party.
Maybe, but we're talking more Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray type.
I think so.
No. Now, more people might be scared to go to Aaron Rodgers.
Not go to Aaron Rodgers' birthday party. Is there a quarterback?
I also don't think Aaron Rodgers would throw a birthday party.
He probably doesn't believe in birthdays.
Correct.
Have you checked into that?
Correct.
Check into the birthdays. Birthdays aren't yes,
yeah,
exactly.
You should look into it.
Right. People aren't
born. Just a construct.
We aren't actually, we don't emerge from vaginas. That's a myth.
Correct.
On a particular day.
We're here.
We're just here. Is there a quarterback who you can think of who would have either dramatically more or fewer birthday parties than another one? Like, I think Lamar would have a lot of people come to his birthday party, don't
Agreed.
You? How about Tua now?
I think Tua, because the always when you'd hear the criticism about Tua, it was never like bad dude. It was like he's a good dude, but we just don't know. You know what I mean? Like, let's.
How about Kirk Cousins' birthday party? I think sparsely attended. Not sparsely, but 50%.
I think Kirk would be closer to like 60 than he would be 40, though. I think they accept Kirk is corny and whatnot, and like he kind of leans into it. But I don't know. The interesting one for me would be Burrow, because Burrow seems to be more in the Rodgers vein than he does in the Mahomes Allen vein. But at the same time, I think dudes like playing with him.
Ryan Tannehill,
corny. Like, I think
they have one there in Belmead or wherever he lives. You don't think they'd have a Brentwood?
He feels more like Franklin, doesn't he?
You're right.
Yeah.
He probably lives in Franklin. So you think he's got a big spread out in Franklin. What percentage? I don't think a huge percent.
I think it'll be like, you know, if you live closer to the facility, we'd go. Like, you know, it's just way out there, dude.
I think that's true. Hey, Will Levis has said he's going to be entering the NFL draft. Anthony Richardson should, too.
Believe it or not.
I go back and forth on
you
this.
You can first take up Will Levis.
All right, so Will Levis, I mean, fine, whatever.
He's going to enter the draft.
Sure.
And
he has undecided on his bowl game.
Do you think he'll go? I think he will go in the first round.
Probably just because quarterbacks are going
and
in the first
round. And people will make the excuse of lost his coordinator.
Sure.
Lousy offensive line, lost his weapons.
Yep.
Josh Allen is good. We can fix him.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
Top 10?
Oh, God. I'm going to say no. Okay. I don't think he's going to be the first one taken.
Nice workouts?
I don't know if he's going to have great workouts because he's not really accurate. You know what you have to have great workouts? You got to be accurate.
All right. So then.
So the thing with
Richardson. So Anthony Richardson has had a god-awful season in terms of his development, accuracy, all of that. He has had some big flashy moments. So what are your thoughts?
So Anthony Richardson to me is the high school baseball prospect example. And here's what I mean. You'll get a lot of these guys that are toolsy in high school, and they get drafted first round, second round, they get big money. But it's because of potential. Are you better off if you're Anthony Richardson continuing to be potential, in which someone's just going to sit there and go, my God, look what we can do with this. It's, you know, this is unshapen clay. Let's just take it now. Or are you better off going back, developing, and trying to, you know, get more reps? Well, what happens if you go back and you don't develop and you end up being the same player that you've been, by the way, for 2 years, and you just start hurting yourself? I think if he gets a first-round grade, I'd say go.
I think 100%. And it's for the reason you described. If you could tell me for certain that he would go back and be awesome next year, that's the best scenario. Then you're a top five pick. Let's be honest. Then you're a top two pick, right?
You might be top pick. If you go back and have an awesome year.
Yeah, there's a quarterback in USC who's pretty good, too.
But you're bigger, stronger, and faster.
You are bigger, stronger, and faster. But whatever. You're certainly a top five pick. If you go back and you're awesome, and you may be the number one pick in the draft, you get more money, you're more ready when you get to the NFL, all of that. So if you knew that's what was going to happen, that is the best scenario. The problem is that if you come back and you look like you did this year, then you've ruined yourself forever. Whereas now, you can still get a contract based on your potential. And I guess here's the other question to that is that can you develop as well in the NFL on someone's bench as you can in your next year at Florida? Like, if you're looking for the long term,
sure.
How am I really going to set myself up for success?
My argument is you always develop by playing.
So if that would argue for staying.
Yeah. The big question I would have to answer if I'm staying, Billy, what are you getting me at receiver? Because this year I had nothing. Like, I know he was not tremendously accurate, and he had games where you're sitting there going, like, I don't get it. He had very little around him this year. Like, if you can get the promises, I'm going to have more around me.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.